The following segment on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by OIC Tax Services at 800-695-3010.
And now, stay tuned for the most exciting, new, sexy radio show on the planet, the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, which means you've probably seen me on TV thousands of times. That's because I was the tax lady and owner of the largest business of its kind in the country for over two decades. But thankfully, I had the courage to change my career, which is something I'm going to speak with you about later in this segment. Because guess what? I'm a radio show host, which is absolutely and wonderful. Now, one thing I have to tell you about me is I love kids. So you know what I need to talk about this morning? I need to talk about what's happening to kids who grow up with dreams of playing sports on the biggest stages, like the Olympics, only to be abused at the hands of their coaches, assistant coaches, or team doctor. Now, when I was a kid growing up on Goya Street in Granada Hills, I played baseball every day in the sandlot across the street from my house with my brother Rusty and dear friend Lloyd Shreden. And I had my Rawlings baseball glove, my Easton aluminum baseball bat, and a pair of Puma metal spike baseball cleats that I can still smell to this day. And since I was the first girl to play baseball in the entire state of California at Granada Hills Little League, I had big dreams like your kids have big dreams of playing for the Los Angeles Dodgers because I loved baseball and I loved you, Steve Garvey, because you were my favorite Major League Baseball player. So before we talk about your kids and their dreams, I want to know about you. Did you love playing a sport growing up as a kid? Did you love playing baseball or soccer or football, basketball, gymnastics, or tennis? Because if we're being brutally honest here this morning, do you also mind me asking you if you were any good at the sport you loved and played as a child? Because I was really good with God-given natural athletic talent and eye-hand coordination, which ultimately led me to Cal Berkeley on a four-year full-ride athletic scholarship where I double majored, which means my dream of being a baseball player never happened. So what about your kids? Do you believe your kids are good enough to get a four-year full-ride athletic scholarship? Or are your kids good enough to become a professional athlete or a member of the USA gymnastics team? Because based on my research, the chances of that happening are about as good as your chances of winning the lottery or going on a date with two of my favorite yummy celebrities, Jennifer Aniston and Katy Perry. And yet, you and your family spend countless hours and tens of thousands of dollars chasing this dream while trusting all of the coaches along the way. In fact, you take your kids to practice, you sit and cheer from the stands, you work the snack bar, and you pay for everything as if you're an ATM machine filled with cash. And yet, do you ever take the time to ask your kids one of the most important questions, and that is, are you being touched inappropriately by your coaches, your assistant coaches, or your team doctor? Because the dream that your kid has of becoming a professional soccer player or a member of the USA gymnastics team will quickly turn into a nightmare if your kid is being sexually abused. Because right now, there are more than 163 families that we know of whose dreams of their kid one day winning a gold medal as a member of the USA gymnastics team has turned into a frickin' nightmare at the hands of one very sick and demented child molester, Dr. Larry Nassar. Not only is Larry guilty of being a serial monster, the entire USA gymnastics team and the system failed these young girls and their families because the system cares more about gold medals than the health, safety, and well-being of these very brave girls who, like me, just want to play sports and have fun like you and I did as kids. Now, I know this is a very difficult topic to discuss with you. However, if we don't talk about child molesters and child pedophiles and serial abusers of children, we're going to see and read about your kids being abused by their team coaches, their team's assistant coaches, and those closest to the team, like team doctors and respected citizens in our community. You see, when I was a kid, I played for some of the best male coaches in SoCal, including you, Saul Armendariz, Mr. Rocky Sherwood, the Goodman Brothers, sounds like a mafia team, huh? And Phil Bruder, who was the single greatest male coach I ever played for, and nothing ever happened to me, unlike what happened to all of the young and innocent girls at the hands of a serial pedophile named Larry Nassar. Now, that doesn't mean I didn't hear rumors about some of my coaches, but I never saw or witnessed any inappropriate or improper behavior. Now, what really bothers me about this story is how this man, a well-respected and former USA Gymnastics doctor, got away with his abuse of these young and innocent girls for over two miserable decades. I mean, how is it mathematically possible that no one, including his wife and kids, didn't know about the abuse when this man was constantly alone with 9, 10, and 11-year-old girls in his apartment for hours? Because what this tells me is that we have an epidemic of what appears to be normal acting and well-respected men in our communities who are raping, molesting, and violating your kids while you pay thousands of dollars every year for your kids to play sports with them. I mean, how awful is that? And to think that Michigan State University was sending one of Nassar's victims bills and invoices for this person's scheduled appointments with Nassar when he was molesting her? Are you kidding me, Michigan State? Are you really that stupid, insensitive, and asinine? But the reality here is simple. One in three girls are going to be molested. So these parents, like many of you, you see, you trust your daughter's coaches, the doctors, and the athletic system that's supposed to protect them. In fact, Larry was actually a really well-regarded, top-notch doctor who had the privilege of working with some of the most elite and young female athletes in the world, including the 2012 Olympic gold medalist Jordan Weber and the 2016 gold medalist Simone Biles, who also came forward and said they were abused. That's why I want to congratulate all 163 girls who had the courage to stand up, come forward, and speak about this abuse by this very sick man. Which leads me back to you, moms and dads, aunties and uncles, and grandparents everywhere. I'm asking you to have the courage, like these girls had the courage, to speak with your kids right now, today, or the second my radio show is over, and ask them this. Is anyone touching you inappropriately? Because you can tell me, I love you and I'm here to help. Now, I know it's difficult to talk about being molested, especially since many of you have been molested and have swept it under the rug for decades. But enough is enough. Our kids aren't commodities that you can rape, abuse, and molest. And what about your young male children? Did you know that 1 in 7 of them are going to be molested? In fact, I want to remind you of a courageous man named David White. David White is the one-time England international footballer who, after 2 decades, finally came forward to speak out about his years of abuse at the hands of his coach, friend, and mentor. So please speak with your little boys as well. Now, even though Judge Aquilina sentenced Larry to 175 years in jail, I have a very special message for you, Larry. Hey, Monster Larry, I hope you get exactly what you deserve in jail. over and over again by at least 163 very big and angry men who love their children. All right, everybody, I know I get crazy when I talk to you about kids, but we got a great show for you today because we're talking about you, your health, your retirement, your taxes, your legal rights, and how one company forgot how to bring good things to life. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Ronnie Deutsch will be back with more right after this.
The following segment is brought to you by Renee Nielsen, the real estate expert for the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
And now back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Here's Ronnie.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. And if I was you, I would roll down your window right now and scream, hallelujah. That is because I have the single best personal injury attorney in the state of California in studio, and that's you, Ashley Amerio. Welcome to the show.
Ronnie, thank you so much for having me, and I am so excited to be here today.
You see, the cool thing about you, Ashley Amerio, is that you care about your clients, and I've known you for years. So I want to know right now, Ashley, what is it like for your clients or someone who has been injured in a car accident, a boating accident, a motorcycle accident, a trucking accident, or any type of accident at all?
Well, Ronnie, that is a devastating time in people's lives. And being a personal injury attorney is something really personal to me. It's not just a job. It's a lifestyle. It's my whole entire life revolves around my clients and helping them and getting them the help that they need to feel better, to get well, and then ultimately compensation for all that suffering that they've gone through.
And let's talk about this, because people who call you in California, they get results because your team is amazing. What is it like for you when you go against the awful insurance companies who don't care about you or your clients?
Well, let's start by saying that insurance companies are evil and they care about one thing and one thing only. They care about money. And what do they care about the money part? They want to pay out as little as possible. They want to get you to sign that release and give you a couple $100s and they're done with you. They don't care about your injuries. They don't care that your car's been totaled. They don't care that you go home at night and you can't play with your kids. You can't do your chores. You can't do any of your extracurricular activities like swimming or golf or skiing, and your whole life is upside down. They're not thinking about that. They're thinking about how little can we pay out to be done with this claim.
You know, Ashley, that is sickening and shocking. And when you told me that sometimes people's own insurance companies don't treat them well, can you explain what you mean by that?
Yes, the rules that I just talked to you about related to the insurance companies, they apply to your insurance company and the other person's insurance company. So if you are hit by an uninsured driver, and remember that 1 in 8 drivers in the state of California is uninsured. So when you are hit by an uninsured driver, you're going to be dealing with your own insurance company, and they're still going to want to pay you as little as possible to be done with that claim.
Now, for those of you just joining us, I'm with California's best personal injury attorney, Ashley Amerio. Now, Ashley, when your clients get in an accident, they have medical costs and expenses. How do you ensure and make sure that your clients' medical care and costs are taken care of?
Well, a lot of people in the state of California do not have medical insurance. They have Medicare, Medi-Cal, and they just have no idea what to do when they've been devastated by an accident. So we help our clients and connect them with doctors that specialize in treating people like you that have been injured. We help those people, and we want to help you. So if you would like to, please give us a call, Amerio Law Firm, 1-800-419-6155. We want to help, 1-800-419-6155. Call us as soon as possible, because if you wait, it can damage your claim or reduce the value of your claim. And it's very, very important that you contact us as soon as possible and don't talk to the insurance company before you call us.
I'm so glad that you talked about the insurance companies and how people injured in accidents should not call them. Don't speak with them because, as you say, they do not care about your clients. Now, tell me what it is like for you, Ashley, as an attorney. when you settle the case, when it's all said and done, and you meet with your clients and hand them that check, it gives me goosebumps just thinking about that.
This is very personal to me. I myself was injured as a child, and I know what it feels like to go through that trauma and to feel the effects of that crash and to have flashbacks remember for a long period of time. And handing a check to my client after the case has been settled is one of the most wonderful feelings. It's hard to even describe. And we cry together sometimes. Some clients, you know, we just get emotional together. And it is so satisfying, and it's just really so personal to me. It's not just, you know, oh, one client, let's be done with you and on to the next. It really is a personal experience. I get to know my clients, and we laugh together. We, you know, enjoy things together, and it's just really personal and satisfying.
Now, Ashley, you and I know that drunk driving is an epidemic in the United States, and it's something that I'm passionate about. Can you explain the trend that we're seeing out there with people who are getting in Ubers and Lyfts? Because you and I spoke about it, and you shocked me in that conversation.
Yes, Ronnie. And in California in 2010, our wonderful state of California was the second most dangerous state to drive in. So that being said, people are going out, enjoying dinner, having a drink or two or more, and they're doing the responsible thing and calling an Uber or a Lyft. Now, in San Francisco alone, 150,000 Uber and Lyft rides happen every single day. That's shocking, right, Ronnie?
Shocking.
But it's true. 150,000 a day, which is 15 to 20% of all rides in that city in one single day. So as you can imagine, we're seeing tons and tons of accidents involving Uber drivers. It might be an Uber driver hitting another car, or you being a passenger in an Uber driver. So if this has happened to you, you've got to call us today. 1-800-419-6155. We want to help. 1-800-419-6155.
Now, can you talk about some of the injuries, the common injuries that you see with your clients? Because, Ashley, there are accidents happening on every freeway, in every street in our great state of California. So what are you seeing when someone is rear-ended, Ashley? What are you seeing when someone is sideswiped? And God forbid, what type of injuries do you see when someone's car or motorcycle is totaled?
We see anything, Ronnie, from simple whiplash all the way to catastrophic injuries resulting in quadriplegia, paraplegia, which is very, very tragic. We see it all. There's just such a huge difference. Now, remember, when you get in an accident, you're not usually feeling all the effects the next day or 2 days. It takes a couple of days or even a week to feel the effects that it's having on your body. So it's so important, even if you're not feeling really, really terrible just a little bit, call us and we can help you. 1-800-419-6155. That's 1-800-419-6155. So we can help you get the care you need to get you evaluated as soon as possible before you talk to that insurance company.
Ashley, thank you so much for explaining the physical effect, the pain and the suffering. But what about the money, Ashley? Show me the money, because you know your clients are losing time at work. And so many of these people are living check to check. What about the financial effect, and how can you help?
Yes, and a lot of things that our clients are paying out and coming out of pocket for, they forget that they need to get compensated for all of that, for their time, co-pays, prescriptions, vacation time that they're using at work. That is all something that we need to get you compensated for. So that's why we get great results for our clients, because we line up everything that has possibly come out of pocket, and we want you compensated for that in addition to your pain and suffering and your medical bills.
Ashley, I love truckers, right? They've got to bring the produce to the grocery stores and do so much more. However, you and I are seeing a trend involving trucking accidents.
I would love to talk about that, Ronnie, because that's something really important. And my first piece of advice regarding big rig trucks is simply stay away. Stay far, far away, because the statistics regarding big rigs is absolutely staggering, Ronnie. An average big rig weighs 80,000 pounds, and the car that you and I and all of you are driving weighs about 4,000 pounds. So stay away. If you get into a sideswipe or a collision of any type, just think of who's coming out on top. It's not going to be you. It's going to be that big rig truck. So if something has happened involving a big rig collision in your life, I need you to call me. 1-800-419-6155, Imerio Law Firm. 1-800-419-6155. Call me before you talk to the insurance company so we can help you, because the statistics are staggering in terms of injuries related to collisions with big rig trucks. You get better, we do the rest.
Thank you so much, Ashley. I love the fact that you want your clients to get better while you do the rest. All right, everyone, I've got an incredible show for you today, because we're talking about you, your loved ones, your kids, your money, your retirement, your investments, and your taxes. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Ronnie Deutsch will be back with more right after this.
The following segment of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by Megan Reeves at ReevesLoans.com.
Hey, surf is definitely up on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I have a confession to make. I love Dr. Mark Kasha. I need to tell you, Dr. Mark Kasha is my chiropractor, and he's helping me lose my little fat belly. Good morning, Dr. Kasha, and welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Ronnie.
So, Dr. Kasha, you just heard our previous interview with Ashley Imerio, where we were talking about accidents, car accidents, trucking accidents, and here you are in studio. So can you please tell our audience, how do you as a chiropractor help care for people injured in automobile accidents?
Well, Ronnie, auto accidents are quite varied. We can have a little fender bender in a parking lot. We can have an injury with a semi-truck. So it kind of ranges all over the place. But generally what happens in a typical auto accident anyway is the person gets hit from behind, as an example, that the body and the car go forward, the head stays still, so it's a whiplash type action. And I know that term's overused a lot, but the whiplash actually comes from when the head goes back, the muscles and ligaments on the front of the neck get injured. Then the head whips forward and it stretches and damages muscles and ligaments along the back of the neck. And what we end up with are misaligned vertebrae, but we also have the damaged muscles and ligaments. So what happens is over a 6 or 8 week period, the muscles and ligaments may heal up, but they're healing up around vertebrae that are out of alignment. So that's where we come in. When we work with an auto accident case, what we're doing is fixing the problem as opposed to letting it continue on and on.
You know, Dr. Kasha, I'm so grateful that you address pain. You and I know that so many people listening are in pain. So can you talk about the types of pain and conditions that you normally treat, even if someone hasn't had a car accident?
Oh, you bet. The neck and upper back are common problems with desk work, keyboarding, cell phones these days. Everybody's got their head down working with their cell phone. So it's creating a big problem with the upper back and neck and into the traps and shoulder tops. So those are big areas. That then leads to headaches, which then compensations have the low back kicking in. So quite a gamut of injuries, not even involving an auto accident.
And so why do you believe that our audience lives in pain rather than call you, go to a chiropractor and get the help they desperately deserve? What are your thoughts on this strange beast?
Well, after an auto accident, especially when the patient has seen their regular family doctor, they're told, well, you'll be sore for a few weeks, but you'll get over it. Unfortunately, some patients will actually settle a case based on, well, my doctor said I'll be better in a few weeks, so they'll take that small settlement. But in fact, 6 or 8 weeks later, they're coming in with bigger problems than they had to begin with.
And what about carpal tunnel syndrome? You know, my mom is experiencing significant wrist pain. So can you talk about that and something called TMJ?
Oh, you bet. The carpal tunnel syndrome, that's very common with people that use their hands and wrists a lot. Butchers, carpenters, chiropractors, we get it too. But keyboarding is a big issue there, and it's when one of the carpal bones or several carpal bones shift out of place, it affects the tunnel that the median artery and median nerve pass through. So chiropractically, what we can do is adjust that carpal bone back into place, and relieve the pain. So if you're having pain in the wrist, definitely give me a call, 916-967-7436, and we can arrange for a free consultation. That's 916-967-7436. As for the TMJ, what happens there is it's another joint in the body that has a disc. And through different accidents, it could be a bicycle accident that they've fallen on their chin. It could be a fist fight back in grammar school. It can throw that joint out of alignment. So there could be clicking, pain, misalignment when they chew. There are a lot of reasons for TMJ issues, but we do work with that. And we help probably 80% of the patients that come through with that.
Just like you helped me, Dr. Kasha, because when I went to your office, I was out of whack with pain in my head, neck, back. And let's talk about knees and hips, because you and I know that people out there who aren't aligned, they also have pain in their knees, in their hips. So can you talk about other areas of the body that you and I know people suffer constantly?
Certainly. If you think of an example of a person having a sprained ankle and they're weight-bearing, they're trying to put as little weight on one side as they can. Likewise, if we have an injured knee or hip, we'll also try to alter our weight to take pressure off that area. But in fact, that then causes other areas to shift and have issues too. I work with femur heads especially. They can shift forward a little bit, and it'll give that inguinal kind of pain or pain like it's feeling like it's going to give way when they stand up. So that's definitely something I have a specialty with, and I enjoy working with that a lot. So if you have a hip issue that you're not getting satisfied elsewhere, please give me a call, 916-967-7436. That's 916-967-7436.
You know what else makes you extraordinary, Dr. Cash, is that you actually care about everything related to your clients, including their fat little bellies, because I saw you about my fat little belly, which is, by the way, looking a lot thinner. So can you talk about LipoLite and what you do to help people like me lose fat in places that they just don't want to see it in anymore?
You bet. You know, whether it's the mom who's still got the baby fat 10 years later, or the dad that has the beer belly, what we do is we do the LipoLite procedure. And what that is, it's paddles that put a wavelength of light that actually work with the fat cells. It changes them from looking like a grape to looking like a raisin. So what we do is each session works on that outermost layer of fat cells, those grapes, if you will, turns those to raisins. The next session works through those raisins to get to the next layer of grapes. And so over a 10-session period, we're looking at 5.5 to 6.5 inches total off of midsection. So if you'd like to get rid of fat in unwanted places, definitely give a call for a free consultation. That's 916-967-7436, 916-967-7436.
And Dr. Kasha, do you help clients who are older with little fat bellies or bulges in places that they don't like? Because I'm 54. However, I'm certain you have people listening right now who are older than I am who also have these same issues.
Oh, absolutely. I had a pair of women in their mid-70s who just wanted to get rid of that fat belly. They just felt bloated looking. And they did Zumba as their exercise of choice. And we actually got 11.5 and 12.5 inches total off their midsections. And that's a measurement at their belly button, 2 inches above, 2 inches below.
Did you hear that? For those of you listening, Dr. Kasha, he wants to help you lose the fat and the bulge that's in unwanted places. Now, what I also appreciate about you and your staff is that you seem to take a holistic approach to the entire body. So can you explain what it's like for a new patient to come to your office? How are they going to be treated, and what is that process like?
Well, sure. We take a thorough history and find out what other issues they've had, what other injuries they may have had. We then do an examination, which checks range of motion and the problem areas that they're complaining of. And then we design a treatment plan that'll work for them to help reduce their pain levels. If a patient comes in and their pain level's at a 7 or 8 and I can get them to a 3 or 4, they're thrilled. And it's certainly better than what's been offered to them otherwise.
And what about young children? Because you and I know kids are out there, they're crazy, they're playing, and they're so wonderful. I love you, Maddie. How do you help children?
Well, children, they're injured mainly from you know, falling off a bicycle or, you know, off the couch. Infants can sometimes be injured just in the birthing process with forceps delivery and 180 pounds of pressure being applied to their necks. So we work with the spine. We get it back in alignment. But for kids, it's generally a shorter process. They respond very well. So if you've been in an auto accident, whether recent or in the past, and are unsure of your injuries or how extensive they need to be worked with, please give a call for a free consultation. It's 916-967-7436. 916-967-7436.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kasha. All right, everyone, I need you to stick around because I'm going to talk about an iconic American company who used to bring good things to life, and now they're not looking so sexy. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
You're listening to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. We'll be back with more right after this.
The following segment on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by OIC Tax Services at 800-695-3010.
Hey, surf is definitely up on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I'm excited about this segment because we get to talk about an American iconic company that you and your family's family and your family's family have been doing business with for over 126 years. Yes, I'm talking about one of the original 12 companies listed on the Dow Jones that after all of this time may be the only original company still listed on the Dow Index, although not continuously. The company that I'm talking about had one of the greatest business taglines of all time. And as soon as I say their tagline, 80% of you are going to know the name of this company. Are you ready? The tagline for this once iconic American company is, "We bring good things to life." All right. How many of you instantly knew the name of the company I'm referring to is none other than GE, General Electric? And yet, if I asked 100 people ages 30 or older what General Electric's new tagline is, I bet less than 10% would know the answer. Because I didn't know the answer. And my awesome producer Mike didn't know the answer. And my mom didn't even know the answer. And my mom is super smart and beautiful. So can you imagine what would have happened if I asked 100 people under the age of 30 what GE's new tagline is? Forget about it, because none of them would have a clue. Unfortunately for General Electric and their 600,000 pensioners, not only is their new tagline, "Imagination at Work," failing, but their business model and stock is failing too, and in my opinion, may actually become extinct in the years to come. You see, the reason why GE isn't working any longer is because of their failed leadership, just like our failed leadership in California. You see, when GE's board of directors agreed to change their business tagline, it was risky. But it was the beginning of the end for General Electric, their stock, and unfortunately, their 600,000 pensioners who rely on GE's pension to live. After all, if you worked at General Electric or any publicly traded company for 20 to 30 years, like hundreds of thousands of people did, wouldn't you expect to get your pension check every single month? Like clockwork. Of course you would. Well, the bad news is that GE, an industrial conglomerate founded by none other than Thomas Edison 125 years ago, you're in trouble because your market valuation once over, are you ready? $400 billion is now closer to about $150 billion, and that is pathetic. And GE's stock price has fallen by about 2/5 in this year alone. You see, the thing is, this old dinosaur, they just kicked a big and ugly financial can down the road that they're going to trip on in a few years. I mean, all you have to do is look at their stock price, because it's embarrassing. In fact, my question for you, GE, right now is, don't you even care about your stockholders? How come you haven't participated in the unbelievable stock market surge that this country has experienced under our president, Donald Trump? And listen to me, because I've got shocking news for you. Right now, GE, they want out of their light bulb business. Can you imagine the disgust Thomas Edison must feel right now? Now listen, I know what you're thinking. Ronnie, there's no way GE is ever going to fail and not pay its 600,000 pensioners their monthly pension checks, because they're too big to fail. Really? Because the last time I checked, hundreds, if not thousands of big businesses all across our amazing country have failed. I need you to just ask E.F. Hutton. How about TWA? Do you remember Compaq, Payne Weber, Enron, Pan Am, or Standard Oil? What about Arthur Anderson? Did you ever do business with them? Or what about DeLorean Cars? Or why don't you try taking a look at Radio Shack? I used to love Radio Shack as a kid, man. I used to go there all the time in Granada Hills. What about Sports Authority, my second favorite store in the world? And then there's Gottschalk's. See you later. Mervyn's. Bye-bye. The Warehouse, man, where Mike and I used to go as kids. And 100,000 other businesses that you, my producer, and my mom never thought would be dead. Here's the thing. If your name isn't Apple or Facebook or Amazon or Google or Cisco or Twitter or Dell or Netflix or Oracle, good luck to you, buddy, and good luck to your pension and good luck to your stock. So what I need to share with you this morning is so important. General Electric, one of the largest American companies in the country, is failing. So you got to look in the mirror right now, and you got to assess the company you work for. Who are you? Do you work at a company that has great technology? Do you work at a company that has a great business plan? Do you work at a company that is absolutely all in on changing with the times? Because let me tell you something about 2018. Let me tell you about 2019 and 2020 and beyond. You are going to want to work for a company with great vision. You're going to want to work with a company with great leadership, and you're going to want to work at a company that has multiple divisions that are working on all cylinders. Think about your car for a minute. If your car wasn't working well on all cylinders, would you drive it? So if the company that you're working for is not doing well, and you're noticing that they're a descending company, not an ascending company, I need to tell you a secret. I don't want you to be afraid any longer. I want you to have the courage, man. Courage is a big theme on our radio show. I want you to have the courage to G-O-Y-A. Get off your ass if you're unhappy and change your job. Now, I know that's scary. And I know many of you have kids, right? You got bills, you got people knocking on your door, and you got to put bacon on the table. However, if you're not happy in your life, if you're not working for a company that's thriving and whose stock is going through the roof, then what are you doing? What are you doing with your life, and how can you better improve it? This is especially true because you've heard about robotics, right? And you've heard about artificial intelligence. Well, I have to tell you something. Write this date down in your calendar. 5 years from today. 5 years. You know what you're going to see when you go outside and you go to a restaurant, you go to a store, you go to places that you do business? You are going to see artificial intelligence, and you're going to see robots. And my concern for you today is that these robots and artificial intelligence, they are going to take over 25% of all service jobs. Now, I realize, of course, if that whack job, the rocket man in North Korea, nukes us to oblivion, then what I'm telling you today is irrelevant. However, I want to make sure that you choose to lead by example. Your children are watching you. Your nieces and nephews are watching you. And if you're blessed with grandkids, your grandkids are watching you. So how do you lead? Do you lead them by example and show them that mommy and daddy has courage? And mommy and daddy didn't like the company they were working for, even if it was an iconic company like General Electric for 126 years. All right, I know I get passionate with you when I talk about you and your money, but I care and I want you to live the American dream. We're out of time right now, but the last point that I want to make to you is this. If you feel broken on the inside or you feel pain by anything you've ever gone through, I have good news for you. You need to know that you're always welcome on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
I like that you're broken, broken like me. Maybe that makes me a fool. I like that you're lonely, lonely like me. I could be lonely with you.
If you want to be a featured expert on a future segment of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show, in order to share your unique expertise, please call my producer, Mike, at 888-919-4009 to see if you're a good fit for the show.